And how are you ladies doing?
What's up, Jordan? How you doing?
Doing great. Got my ears on the back.
Yay. Which one do you like to wear?
Here's the thing, they're my wife's ears, so I don't want to answer that question. But if I did have to answer, if I did, we're probably gonna go these sparkly ones right there. There it is.
Crazy, no one made you answer.
No, but I'm just saying they're my wife's ears, but if I
You
was
wear
to
them
answer.
sometimes.
If I was to answer, I've worn them to Disney though. But you like it's only a confidence I have because I'm married. If I wasn't, fam, this would be suppressed so hard they would have thought I was gay. Like, Jordan, what?
Jesus.
Why do you, I'm just, it's just fun, guys.
Hilarious. What is going on with Pat? Pat, hurry up and log on with your little stinky internet. You know
It's
what's
such a
funny? I'm gonna
cool.
say this when Pat comes on here because I want to. Cleo has to be on here for this too.
I'm here. I'm
Where
here.
you at, Patty? Turn your camera on so we can see what arcade you're at today.
What up, y'all?
Hey, it's a cloud.
Howdy-do.
Hey, what's
So I wanted
going
to say this because this is so funny to me. Cleo and Pat, I feel like are in the same house, but they're like next, their rooms are
on?
next door.
That's funny. That would be quite the twist. Hey, you got the HDMI? These things comes in here.
It'd be funnier if it just we start to hear the reverb. Hey, you got that? Hey, you got that? Oh, sorry. Let me turn my mic down a little bit because you could pick up your voice over there.
Y'all for real look like brothers, and you're both like, we wanted to get all the stuff we wanted ever since we were little, and we did it. Thanks,
Hey,
Mom.
they're like, we're brothers, we're happy, and we're singing, and we're almost not colored.
I feel like if I time traveled back to my young self, he'd be like, oh, hell yeah,
You
arcade.
won. You won.
Meg, I like how you knew exactly when to be quiet because I said the same. I said, oh, almost not colored is not our business.
The joke
Light
would have
skin
bombed if we
jokes
thought
in
about it.
2026, huh?
Still, it'll never end, huh, Pat?
In
They'd
the
like.
big 2-6.
I'm just like,
Technically,
still?
the joke works if you never think about it. You know what I mean?
Right,
Like, you
but
just
then you
had to
think about
point it
it. Eh,
out.
sorry. Well, what's y'all's weather like? I'm over here on the East Coast with this big storm, but
Oh.
it's fine in Atlanta, Shawty. We good. That lemon pepper seasoning they put on the roads did us a
It's
major.
so where is it hitting? I've been hearing about this all week.
Like, I think it went from like Texas all the way up to the east, like Texas through like the Midwest all the way to like the Northeast, and it hit like some parts of the South, like Louisiana, I think parts of Alabama, parts of Atlanta. It just kind of went that way to the east.
Dang. So
But
it didn't hit Florida?
no.
Damn. Interesting. Seems like every storm hits Florida first,
Well,
or
not this.
eventually.
This is like snow and stuff. They don't be getting snow over there.
Yeah, but I feel like every storm I've heard about in the last 5 years had to pass through Florida to get to everybody else.
I feel like they got something. I mean, it's probably colder there than it typically is, but that would be like 50 degrees, 60.
Yeah, that's crazy. I assumed the East Coast was getting hit because I know that like people in Jersey are setting up for it.
Yeah, it's like 20 in Atlanta. We good though. It's bright and sunny in LA over there.
You know it.
Favorite state.
I want to be snowed
Jordan and
in for
Cleo,
like
what
one
are y'all
weekend.
doing? The show has started.
No,
Oh,
you
are we
didn't say
okay?
nothing. You
I
didn't
wanted
say
to stop. It's
nothing.
been
I didn't.
recording.
What
Y'all
was
out
it?
here
You
trying to
say
find y'all
anything.
Pokemon cards to trade. We
You didn't say
started.
that.
You a
Sorry.
shitty host. Shit
Terrible.
host.
Didn't welcome.
Shit
Hey
host.
guys, welcome
Everybody
in.
on
Blah,
here
blah,
has
blah.
been on
Nothing.
Squadcast. Y'all,
No
this is not new.
welcome.
All y'all been on Squadcast before.
Cleo is
Fighting
straightening up.
red. Cleo's like, oh
Jesus.
dang, where's my Pokemon cards, Mom?
There's been colorist jokes flying around. We don't know. You
Oh
gotta
shoot,
tell
that's on the
us.
record.
See?
Yeah,
See?
that wouldn't I would have put more work. I would have wrote and workshopped
I would
that
have
at a
put
couple
more
clubs
work
first.
into
That
it. I'm
is
okay with
funny though. It's just like, and now recording. I bought some strawberries today.
it.
Man, shoot, y'all know we boycotting. Whole
Are we
Foods.
boycotting? Oh, I thought we were boycotting
Wait,
strawberries.
why? I was just about to go there.
No,
What are
it's
we?
something about parent companies. I've been doing all this research of just like
It
what the
never
dude, there's
stops.
like,
You're doing a research
it's
on
like
where not
apparently
to
like
spend your
Minute
money?
Maid is a thing.
Oh, we can't go to
Goya.
Chipotle now or something?
Minute Maid said, nigga. What happened? You got to give us some context. Why are we
No, it's
boycotting?
the parent companies are all funding the Trump
Ice.
administration and all that. So
What exactly does boycotting do? I just want y'all to know. Like, it's just been a
no,
very
nothing unless
inconvenient.
you do what they did during the Montgomery bus boycott, which is you boycott until change. Literally, there's no end date.
Just
That
not
is a
buying it.
commitment from the people that we don't have these days. If
Just
we're gonna
not
boycott,
buying
it
it.
means nobody goes ever again until they do XYZ. And we don't even have a list of demands, do we? No.
Nope, we just say
Mm.
it. We just say it.
Hey, but it
Hey,
worked
don't go
on
to
Target
Target.
though. That
Damn,
worked
did I
on
get?
Target though. They lost hella money, didn't they?
They sure did.
But
Hey,
then what did they
what
really
again?
change though? They didn't give any programs like my favorite small business black owned deodorant still is not back in Target. Like it didn't. What did they really do?
Lost money.
But what did they change?
They lost money.
They
That's
lost
my
money.
point. You can't,
Nothing
you have to
changed.
stop. And then how many of us here have gone to Target since? Don't raise your hands. My point is this
I
is
haven't.
it's
Well,
not,
it's been
nothing's going to
inconvenienced
change.
by it. That's the, I think, like, that's not the repercussion we're talking about. There's been so much inconvenience. It's not like we got Walmarts. Like, everybody, we only have Targets now. Where are y'all getting y'all stuff from?
And
Walmart
Walmart
No,
is worse.
there's so many other places than Target.
At this point, just
Wait,
go where you want to go.
she said, "Hey,
Just.
don't raise your hand if you're still going to Target." I mean, what else is there other than Target? You low key.
Are you guys still walking into places? I don't, you
Yes.
don't shop online? Like, this was the worst time for them to deactivate the black audience. 'Cause now I don't need to. There's never been a period of time where I didn't need Target more.
So you go
Like,
to
it's. Don't need
Target.com. We
anything
got it.
right
Okay.
now.
You don't need
No, I don't need
anything you need.
to.
Okay.
I
I
only
feel
go
like.
out because I actually like going out sometimes just to walk around and stuff. Plus, I have my son. I'll take him and he'll just walk around stores.
Damn,
But
y'all
that's
went and they'll be
like
like, hey, who is your father? Because he's by himself, Jordan. Lost child all night.
My son is legit light skin, and every time I'm at like the grocery store, he goes to that.
Paranoid.
There it is. Okay, we got that. All right, all
Okay,
right.
we don't have enough
Target.
melanin, but your baby mama
But you.
didn't. Your baby mama had enough melanin. Your baby mama had enough melanin. Why?
Welcome to
What's
Squad
going
Cast,
on?
y'all.
Oh shit.
You didn't find you a
Oh.
chocolate sister, huh?
Man, what's the weather
Interesting.
like where you at, fam? It's been crazy over here.
Disgraceful.
Look,
Jordan,
he
love
looking
who
at
you
me and
love,
Pat.
okay?
Like, bro, we are literally the embodiment of what your son will inevitably look like. And this is how you treat us?
Had Callie not have said nothing,
Bro hit.
maybe we wouldn't have said nothing. You
You
know what I mean?
said it
Like,
to a group of light-skinned people.
my palms
Dang,
are
that
white
is,
if you
y'all
think
all
about
light-skinned
it.
on here. I didn't even notice.
Nigga fired at Target and light-skinned at the same time. You gonna have a rough couple weeks.
I'll see you at Disneyland, Jordan.
Hit two soft spots. One fist.
Oh
How
my God.
hilarious.
Dang.
Well, this is a good place
We
as
kid,
any
we
to get
kid.
started. Welcome everybody to Squadcast. We're so happy that we have some amazing guests today. We've got the beautiful Callie Scott. We've got Cleo Thomas and Jordan Conley. Of course, the OGs are back in the building. Patrick Cloud, myself, Meg Scoop, and Tahir is at the barn getting his horseshoes put back on. We'll be right back after this.
Man, I love Cash App, man. My favorite way to send money to my family, friends, and to pay for things when it comes to like food. I stay spending money at restaurants. If I had a Cash App card just for that, oh man, it'll be perfect. But check this out. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App Card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places that you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. So for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft, coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Welcome back. First topic is, would you rather lose Google versus social media? Now, Google is everything. That is like, yes, google.com, but also your Gmails. Also, what else do they do?
YouTube.
Oh, they got YouTube.
That can't count.
It is.
It has to count. Google owns YouTube. Yeah.
The alternative is social media. Is YouTube not social media?
You either lose YouTube or you lose social media.
Yeah.
So social media is everything separate from YouTube.
Yes. So like, IG, TikTok, Meta, X. Wow. Whatever.
Does that include what's coming up next? It's just the complete concept of social media?
What do you mean?
Like you named specific apps like Instagram, Snapchat, all this stuff, X, but obviously eventually those are going to go and there's going to be new ones. Are you talking about
Anything that is considered a social media? And it could even be foreign ones. Like what's the Chinese one people were doing when TikTok shut down that one? All of them. There's no social media. We're back to 2000, the year 1999. No, because there was still like Black Planet. We back to the 90s with it on the internet. There's no
throwback.
No social networking.
Hey, Jordan, were you on Black Planet or wasn't your speed?
I really did want to smile.
Oh my God.
I said, oh, yuck, log out.
Wow.
Oh my God.
First of all, that better not be true, Jordan. And secondly, Pat.
It's not. It's just it's when he said it, you ever like hear someone say something and you like, if I could just go back and change. That's it. I just wanted to make a little change.
It's too late.
I used to love Black Planet though. That was do y'all remember y'all Black Planet name?
I didn't get into it.
Oh, you were still a baby.
The first thing I signed MySpace? Up for was MySpace, yeah.
Okay, what was your MySpace name? I don't even remember mine.
Armor King.
No way.
I think so.
It was Tekken reference?
That was my email for until like 10 years ago.
Till yesterday.
Dang.
Saint P.
Saint P.
Least creative name so of proudly. All time.
You said what? It so proudly and like we were going to give you daps after.
Oh, no, I'm so ashamed. What do you mean? I wasn't proud of that. That's why I said it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like mine, so we don't have to talk about that.
What was it?
Foxy Girl. We want to know.
It was it wasn't creative either. It was just like it was Ms. M-I-Z-Z Korean Black with a Q at the end.
I knew it. She was gonna throw in the mix. I knew it.
That's why I said it's so stupid, but like I was 20.
Dang. I don't know. I support the mix.
20
college. I definitely support that.
Well, because
mix.
Back then it was like, you have to understand though, Pat, like this was a new thing. So it's like, you have to describe yourself. At least for me.
I thought you were going to say middle school.
So I was like, I mean, I'm Korean Black, I guess. I don't know. I don't have much of a personality.
You were 20. That's the crazy
maybe
part.
I was like 19. I don't know. Maybe late. I don't remember. It was like late teens, early 20s, somewhere in there.
Damn. So wait, you being mixed, that was your whole personality?
Basically.
I was going to say that was socially acceptable at the time.
You're like, what are you? Oh, I'm this and this. Oh, what's something interesting about you? Did I thought I just
I just said it.
I just told you.
I didn't have much of personality, y'all. I'm sorry.
What are your hobbies? I don't know how many times you want me to say it.
What are your hobbies? Asian. What's your favorite food? Half Asian. Her dates were miserable.
Everything based around the culture of it, bro. I remember having two different MySpace. I had one that was dedicated to just like the normal one where you could put like your top eight. Or top, was it top eight? Top eight.
Yeah.
And then one was, but then the other one was the music one. Like you had to create a different profile in order to have music, like get the analytics for it pretty much. But my name was so long and so stupid. Who was going to type in myspace.com/Cleo, AKA the Prince of the West? Who was going to type that in?
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. Goodness. Yeah, it was
Sorry, you got an album out?
There was music. There was an era. There was an era.
His How long album did
you wait, rapping or singing?
Wild Wild West came out. It was Wild Wild West and then Cleo, the Prince of the West. It was Jim West and then Cleo West. It was
wait, so you rapped or you sang?
Oh, it was the rap stuff. It was the rap era. It was right after Roll Bounce. So yeah, right after Scream Tour. Jesus. Ugh.
Weren't you in SOMD, so Money Gang something?
Yep.
I forgot. SOD, what's the acronym?
SODMG?
Yeah, he was in Soulja Boy's crew.
What? Oh, shoot.
I think it was for real.
I'll be right back.
What's your name also?
It comes out with Soulja Boy.
What was the question?
Uh-oh, he's about to come in your room, Pat.
How do you know this? Did you see a music video? What happened?
How do I know this?
Yeah.
Oh, Cleo's my friend.
They're brothers, girl. You ain't hear me talk about their room next door to each other?
What you mean? I just know that.
That is so
funny. Oh, my God.
So around 2010, the mixtape drops, and then, yeah, Soulja Boy ends up signing me to the label, so I do still have my SOD chain.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
That's crazy.
It's still...
When I tell you, Cleo has lived, okay?
Yeah. Crazy times, bro. I would never wear a chain this big ever again. True story, downtown L.A., I'm right in front of... I'm off of Figueroa and Olympic. And I walk out the damn building by myself, this chain around my neck in downtown LA like an idiot. Wow. And three dudes my height walk up and be like, hey, bro, can we get a photo? This is Disney Cleo talking, right? I've never said no to anyone who's ever asked me for a photo.
Shit. Like
sure,
a lamb
guys.
To the slaughter.
Exactly. Bro, one dude stood to the right, one dude stood to the left. The dude on the right pushed me. The guy on the left grabbed the chain, right? I put my hand like this, and then the chain just popped. So they just ran off. So crazy that almost got snatched, but still got it.
Wait, hey, stop, Mick. Can we stop recording? Cleo, did you shoot him? you were part of the gang. You know, he's like this is the gun I carried with me.
The literal hand. That was it. He's not having a real weapon, okay? It's you Disney Cleo.
Listen, you don't know the behind the scenes. Real
listen.
Stuff.
LA is a very small place. That's all I can say.
Is there a music video that we're missing?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff you're missing. There's a bunch. There's stuff that you don't know. There's probably a long list of stuff you do not know.
Wait, we can like see you in the video and like Soulja Boy
search it.
Yeah, go pull up what's his record that popped that crazy? The Pretty Boy Swag video?
Yes.
He shot two. So yeah, there's one with
hilarious. Yeah.
It's a whole era.
You were in the second one?
Yup.
What was y'all doing?
We did that one. We did the In My Soul music video, which was the one that hit on Worldstar. Yeah, it was a crazy time, guys. Crazy time.
Dang.
Yeah. And now
this
here we
is
are.
Hilarious. Years later. You're so That's like clean cut. I didn't even know you knew him.
That's crazy.
The one thing I regret about that era, the frohawk. Oh.
Oh, that was what you were wearing during all this?
Oh God.
Damn, that changes my whole memory of this robbery. I gotta think over it. I gotta think of it all over again with you with a frohawk.
Terrible, terrible look. I got big ears. You feel me? I'm light skinned, Jordan. So it's like, it just looks, oh, it's such a bad look. I want to bury that era forever.
Hey, them niggas got kicked out of their gang that same day.
100%, because they couldn't come up off of it. They couldn't come up off of it.
Zero, keep his chain. What?
That's kind of dope, though.
That's actually cool. You have a cool story, Cleo.
Got street cred now.
Oh, look at this ignorance. Look at this ignorance. Guys, look at this ignorance. Hold on.
Let me jeez, I thought it was like a faded type of.
Nah, we
whoa.
Are.
You had like the white boy oh, mohawk.
What was I doing, guys?
What was that rapper that.
Damn. Roscoe Dash.
You looked like Roscoe Dash. Holy shit.
He knew exactly what he was talking about.
I knew exactly where we were going.
Y'all, Gmail, Google or social media.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm going to go with, I want Google. I'll take Google. I'll take the Gmail. I'll take the YouTube. I'll take, what else does over Google socials. Also own? Over socials. I'll take that because we still get Android. We get Waze. We get Fitbit. And we get Nest, too. So I will take Google.
Oh, that's who, Google owns all of those.
Google owns Android, which makes the phones and the other operating system. We know that. Waze is a GPS alternative. Fitbit is for tracking your fitness. And then Nest is like the equivalent of Ring. Yes. And internet. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Google.
Bro,
sure.
My stupid self was like Super Nintendo Entertainment System? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then you said, I was like, oh, like Nest.
There's a T. There's a T, Jordan.
Yep, that was my bad.
S-N-E-S.
No, N-E-S. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Yeah, anything you can do, bro. Anything you can do. Marketing-wise, anything you can do right now. PR saving. I get
Mexico
it.
Get a tattoo.
We know, Jordan. We know. You like real light. We know. We get it.
My wife's Mexican, if that helps.
It does.
Okay, what else? Like, I don't know, but about social media, though. So none of your stuff can get promoted like it was. Think about it as a creator.
No, because you said we got YouTube, and that's the whole thing that's saving this whole industry right now.
You get more bang for your buck because then you can, like right now, I feel like long form content is really doing the thing. But plus YouTube now has shorts. So it's like if you take away social media, everyone's going to take all those reels, put them on YouTube. Then you got the long form stuff, which is pretty much what movies, everything that's on YouTube. If anything, I cancel everything else. I finally get YouTube Premium for the first time, you know? So.
Look at Callie. Yeah.
I feel like YouTube would be the hardest else to replace.
To do, yeah. If the only social media left is YouTube, I'm going to be on YouTube so much, I'm going to be upset when an ad pops up.
Yeah.
Well, that is true, huh?
Yeah. That's all
I
we had.
Yeah, I'm for sure.
Everyone doesn't get YouTube Red? You guys don't have YouTube Red?
I did when I got it for free. I'm not getting it now. I don't need it.
I haven't watched a YouTube ad in 5-6 years.
Okay, we get it. You're rich, Cleo. Jeez.
It's not about being rich. It's the fact that
you got money. Okay, you got YouTube Red.
How is Red different than Premium?
Or it was called YouTube Red originally, and then the name changed and it's YouTube Premium. So, yeah, my bad.
Is it just only because I don't know the is it just ads or like is there more stuff you get with it?
I think you get YouTube Music for free, which is why I don't do Spotify or Apple Music. And there's other benefits as well. I don't know them off the top of the head.
I feel like when I had it, I didn't use none of the benefits. But yeah, YouTube. But what you need, I was using Spotify. So I was like, what I need YouTube Music for?
I'm not paying for Spotify.
But what was so great about it?
What?
YouTube Music. What's so great about it?
It's the same thing as every other streaming platform for music. But don't you guys have to pay on Spotify to not listen to ads?
Yeah, but I guess if you're paying already, then I guess that makes sense.
I could pay for one thing that gives me all the music so I don't have to hear ads and I never have to watch ad on videos.
All of us have Prime accounts and there's Amazon. You could do the same with Amazon Music because it's included.
I don't have Prime.
Oh, dang, Jordan, you ain't got Prime.
Jordan, you don't have what?
Oh, I thought you meant Optimus Prime. No, I got Amazon Prime. Oh,
none of us have Optimus Prime.
Let me order something now for tomorrow. Y'all crazy. Let me...
streaming. I don't know. Am I the only one who doesn't mind ads that much?
I don't really care because I'll just wait the 5 seconds.
As long as
it's not interrupting the music.
They start to get to the point where it's like, yeah, the first ad, but then the longer video, it'll hit you with like a 2 minute thing, and it eventually it'll be like next.
That's
and
you're crazy.
Once you hit next, then it'll eventually drop down to like 20 seconds, and you're just like,
it ain't worth paying for. I could wait. I feel like if music, I can't do an ad in the middle of a playlist. That's crazy. But
wait, for the social media, does the Spotify and stuff count as social media?
No, it's just the networking part. So like any app that's like where you're talking, like you're interacting with someone. So if it's like, so if it is on Spotify, if they have that feature, then that feature would be gone. But you can still use Spotify to listen to music.
That is tough.
Yeah, I'm with Cleo. I got a
Google.
Google's on that
YouTube
one.
Ain't going anywhere. But I mean, no. Google search, we got ChatGPT. You could have another email. There are alternatives to YouTube. So I feel like, yeah, I don't know. Social media is definitely not going anywhere. I switch.
To what?
Google has so much stuff.
Which one will you save? Pat? Yeah, which one? Social media.
I think social media makes the most sense.
Kelly?
No, so Google has spreadsheets, and they have like a whole document platform.
Damn.
And you can make PowerPoints, all kind of stuff. I can't lose that.
But you can get that stuff in, you know, I feel like we're just
Microsoft
with that.
Yuck!
If that's all you had, there's apps for all that.
Great call.
No, but it's easier because it's like it lives on the internet. Whereas like Microsoft, all that stuff has to be like on your computer, and then you like save it and you send it someone. I mean,
and
I'm sure
you know where they have that information. Type in on YouTube right now. How do I create emails on Microsoft E? There's gonna be some old white dude. I know you're here for this. Before I do that, let me show you what I made for my daughter the other day. I've watched some of those videos. It's like skip to minute five, and then like now that we're here, you want to open your browser, and you're like, fam. YouTube will tell you how to do all of that.
I switch back.
YouTube, Google forever, bro. Let them run it.
Yeah, I'm going with Gmail too. I'd rather have that spreadsheets. Woo! All right, looks like Gmail has it for now. We'll be right back after this.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Like I understand, sometimes it feels like everyone else has their love life figured out. All right, whether you're married, dating, or you're single, the truth is most of us are still figuring things out and finding our way. And no matter where you are in your romantic journey, therapy can help you find your way, all right? And it can help you determine what you want, what feels heavy, and how you can take some pressure off yourself. I understand that February is the month of love, all right? Full of flowers and candy and stuffed animals and, of course, lots of talks about relationships and dating. And it doesn't matter your relationship status, man, all right? Somebody like me who's married, I don't have it all figured out. Every day I'm learning my wife. Every day I'm finding out new things and finding out new ways to please her. She's finding out new ways to please me. Nobody has it all figured out, all right? Don't let them tell you that either. And what's dope about this too, therapy isn't just individual. It can be for couples. Therapy can help you find what's weighing your relationships down. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. with over 30,000 therapists. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works, all right, with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/squad, SQUADD. Once again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
All right, welcome back. Next topic is, would you rather be popular but never find love versus have an ideal marriage but be poor? Now, let's give some parameters about this.
Please.
Popular, a lot of people know you, but literally everyone in your life you basically can never trust. And this could be a lifelong, let's say you have a lifelong partner that you, listen, well, they don't love you for real. Basically, they're with you for what you have. You don't find true love, okay? You
just
don't have
the partner,
somebody
though,
that just
right?
loves you because of who you are. They're with you because of what you have.
But like friends, family, that's all cool, right?
This it's says just find the... love. I don't know. What do y'all want to say? You want to say yes or no?
Just wait, relationships. Let's keep
when
this
you say
easy.
Popular, but never find love. Just for like analogy's sake, is it like popular to the level of, let's say, we're The Rock with no family? Like that type of popular where it's like like the world knows you? Or you
no,
mean
I don't
popular
think
like
it's
high
that
school?
popular. I think it's
Like high school prom king level popular?
No,
Enough
I
to
think
make
like,
money.
huh?
It would have to be enough to make money if the opposite is we're poor.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
So you have a little following, you make enough not to be like super rich, but you can afford an apartment, your bills.
Why you keep scaling it down?
No, I'm saying because we're not trying to. You're
Are we
not
famous
poor.
Or not?
You're not poor, but you're not super wealthy either.
Okay. Wait,
this doesn't say
on
this.
On the love side.
On the love side.
Okay.
On the not love side, you're poor. Wait. On the marriage side, you're poor. Sorry, this topic was to hear. Popular. But look, so you have a following. Just you are who you are right now, okay? Let's say that.
Oh,
you pay for your lifestyle with your, like, whatever your living is. So if you just do comedy, you can afford everything just from comedy. You don't need another job. You have a nice house, like, nice, nothing crazy, nothing super upper class, nothing lower class. You in the middle, you ain't worried about your next meal. You're okay.
I almost think you should just say the first half of your thought and let the second half go. You'd be like, listen, you're doing great. You're doing fine. You can't take out a loan. Okay?
Yeah, it gets to a weird spot. It always gets to a weird spot where you're like, wait, am I in on this? Nah. Man.
Well, okay, so I don't know what everybody's finding. That's why, because I don't know everyone's financials. My point is this. You are who you are right now, but you can afford all your stuff with whatever profession you're currently in
so
that you want to be.
Famous and lonely or broken in love?
But you're not lonely. You can still have people. My point is you just know they don't love you. And
sure.
They...
Fun. Sure. Great. Me and my girl can't eat love, okay? Fuck that. You want to... We getting evicted, but we in love? Great. That's a story for somebody else.
Nay, me. I'm with Pat on this one. I fully agree.
Me,
y'all
the
never
stability.
Seen the crackheads on the bus stop?
Maybe. I don't want to be that. Is that
why would I want to?
Maybe so in love.
They so happy.
I'd rather Ooh. Be a crackhead with a nice car and a mansion, though.
Maybe have a double decker tents.
It's definitely the marriage because, like, bus? Poor is different from unhoused.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference. So you're not extreme. You're not homeless. Okay. Yeah. So like, in this scenario,
you're me.
You're with someone who you're happily married. You know they got your back through thick and thin. But you are, you know, you are living check to check. You live, you know, you're not starving. You don't not have a car, but it's not like the latest car.
Don't have Prime, guys. It just sounds like, do you want to be married and dark skin?
Okay. All right, Jordan.
You lost them again.
That we're yeah.
Get out the discrimination.
Oh. Oh my God! Yeah,
okay,
Meg.
So
hearing this breakdown, I'm gonna have to go with the first option. I would much rather. Yeah, I ain't gotta trust nobody, but I'm in a better position in life. I could run that race solo, alone anyway. To be poor and with the love of your life, it's not appealing to me. It's not appealing.
Yawn.
Yeah, this is boring. We're going to get tired of each other eventually. Don't you? I want to do something else.
You can
me
do
too.
Something else.
Me
I'm
too.
Go to the park.
What if? Wait,
it's free.
Meg,
according to her parameters,
it's
technically,
free.
You could do, maybe it's a polyamorous relationship.
Okay,
maybe
now we're just doing other
several.
Shit. We don't want other shit in here. No way.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, just off reading this, I would initially say, obviously, I'd rather be popular but never find love. But then I think about it, and it's like, life is tough, man. Like, you're going to get to the point where you old. And it's something about being around people that really don't care about you like that that just rubs me the wrong way. Like, what happens if something, like, What if I get an accident and I need help and you like, oof, I'm not gonna help you? Like,
if you're popular, they're gonna help you. What do you mean? If you're
No,
popular, they're gonna help you.
no, they won't, Pat. You don't know that. This is talking about
Somebody
your
will.
significant
Somebody.
other.
You can hire somebody to help you. That's
I was about
the end point.
thank you. Thank
Dang.
you. If you popular, oh no, you
I
don't
don't
love me.
know, man. I'm just
You
saying.
don't love me.
I just have
I will say this
I've
though,
known a lot, and I've worked for a lot of older, wealthy people who live this life, and they just not happy. They
Oh, are
were
they
they
rich?
always what they say is, I wish I would have spent more time with like making my marriage work, or and I'm like, but you got a lot of money. Like, what are you worried about that? Because at the end of the day, I think when you're old and you realize all that stuff ain't worth it, you got all this nice stuff, and what's the point? You can't take it with you. And now nobody want to be with you for real. They only want you for your stuff. And
Dang.
I'm like, why are you unhappy? But apparently, that doesn't make people happy. I don't know.
They
That's
don't know
also
how to
on
spend
them.
the money.
I'm sorry,
Yeah.
Kelly, what?
I said they don't know how to spend the money. They don't know how to be happy.
They're just spending it wrong. That's also on them. You don't know their relationship. They were like, oh, I wish I did this because my marriage went to shit. Like, you could find happiness in other places. You can, I mean, like, I feel like you could have a community around you. And I genuinely believe you can have fun with somebody that y'all ain't really in love like that. That's fine. Oh, you got with me because I have a yacht? I understand that. That makes sense. It's fun. It's stable. But I mean, like, being in love and broke, that's just, I don't know.
Because, hey, hang out with me for a day, guys. Right?
Jordan, old happily married ass.
Dog. I think where we are even generationally as a society, it's like that there's no way that that works just on a day-to-day. We see so many people, both men and women, talking about how if finances aren't at a certain level, things are just terrible. Even as individuals, as solo acts, things are just terrible out here. But then I agree with Meg as well, where you hear like all these OGs speak about what the things they regret or which they say they wish they would have done, right? I hear that some of those people talking, like they talk about all the time they spent working. But I'm like, your goal was to work. Your goal was to go get these things so that way you can financially be in a better place
But that's
and
my
be able to
point.
provide.
I think when you get to the end of your life, you realize none of that really mattered. Because
I
even broke people, they don't talk about, I wish I spent more time making more money at the end of their life. They don't talk about, they talk, it's about the relationships and the people they're around. So that
They
makes
work
me think
themselves
like,
to death. They don't have any final words. They died at the factory.
Right. I If you
do
had
think though,
that's hella true though.
I think the majority of it though, from the ideal marriage but poor perspective, the communication is really like, because it's like I'm joking. We obviously have some, like, I want to have what Patrick and Cleo have. I can't afford that right now. But it's like the way me and Leslie like talk things out, we're aware of like, hey, financially, this is what's happening. This is what we have to do. So it's not a surprise to us when it's like, hey, this is going on. So it's not like detrimental. It's just us ahead of time being like, hey, we got to buckle down. We got to do this. We got to do that. So it keeps it. Anytime I see a couple, it's like, I can't even. It's like, are y'all talking to each other? Or like,
Hella
so
true.
that's why it's like, sure, the poor thing is a thing, but like, when I think of ideal marriage, it's an ideal partnership with the communication is there. You guys rock with each other. That's the real reason of why I would go ideal marriage. With
And I
but
think if I
for
was a man, my answer would be different. But I think because as a woman, because as a man, it's easy to be like, I want to be popular with never finding love, because I feel like that's a lot of men's story.
Did
Like,
you just say I
they
was
know that girl is
transgender
too
right
fine
now?
for them
Because
and
I
don't really
just
love them.
did you
No,
say
you
I'm a
ain't.
woman? Because I just said
You
that I
aiming for
wanted
the big
that. And
three
you're
in this
like, I
episode.
wish I if I was a man, are you calling me a little boy? Just
You are.
Sorry, Jordan.
You aiming in some wild areas today. Your bullets are hitting some wild air, like barrels that are full
Think I got the
of
little.
Oh, shit.
Because I think, no, for real, it's always a man who like is old and he don't
I
really.
will say this, jokes aside though, I think it's just about quality of life too, like kind of like what we were saying earlier, is like if you are uncomfortable those people who get on like interviews and say, I made it, I'm super rich, and I found out that it wasn't everything. That in itself is a blessing, you know, like getting to the point where you're like, I done bought everything, I done done anything, and I realized that I just wanted my family. That's a blessing. I get it. It's like a super wise quote, and it gets people to be like, ah, I don't need to go to the top because I heard that there's nothing up there. But like getting there is still a great quality of life. There are people who get to the end of their life and they're like, man, that sucked. That was all really, really hard. And I still didn't get to, you know, happiness. So I feel like that's the person's individual like responsibility to find happiness. That's why you can be happy, poor or rich. But if I know that that's something I can control on my own, then I might as well be rich and not worry about things. And stress kills you in every way possible. So you might as well get the quality of life and figure out how to get your own happiness. Because I also think that having a perfect marriage and being in love isn't how you find happiness. You can't find it in another person. It's supposed to be you anyways. So
I would say that, but I think in this scenario, it's supposed to be even.
That was a great breakdown. Like, wait, I think I'm a switch, but I'm whispering because my wife is here. So that was a great breakdown, bro. I'm switching, but I'm gonna make sure she skips. She's not gonna watch this episode.
As a young lady out here dating, like you be wanting to like have like all the cute stuff. Like you grow up on Disney, you're like, oh my god, so cute. That sounds so nice. And like, you know, you married people, y'all security and safety and somebody love you. That's nice. However, money. Woo. I ain't never did me dirty. I ain't never had to check money for cheating me. Like, you know, like money ain't never disrespected me in front of my mama. Like money being cool. Like,
but we're not saying that though, Cal. We saying that the ideal marriage. So the person, whatever your ideal marriage is to you.
That got specific. That got hella specific.
Money ain't never like taken me out on a date and then left me stranded because you over here talking about some. Oh, I got the steak and I can't get the steak. Like, whoa,
that got mad specific.
I'm just saying, like, you know, ideal marriages. Y'all be arguing too. Dang, like y'all be it be ups and downs. Money is nice because it be up.
And what's scary is that when you think about every like ideal marriage and stuff like that, when they're honest, they be telling us like finances are eventually going to bleed into the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's you could be in love as much as you can, but if you guys can't make it work together, like that breaks apart a lot of stuff too. So maybe the love that in the second option isn't really even permanent.
I don't know. I just feel like you spend a lot of time with a significant other because most of your life is not spent with the masses, right? Like you see them, you're out, you make an appearance, you know, you stream. Like that's not the majority of your life. When you turn the cameras off, you're at home. And then there's somebody
Yoshi
with you.
Back right now.
You said what?
He got Yoshi on the back right now. He's never alone.
Right? Great example.
No, my point
bro,
is,
where the hell did you get a big ass Snorlax?
You know what I'm saying?
You better have a pokey flute.
Who's lonely?
What?
That's wild.
I just need my little Snorlax. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's so cool. I need that. I need
is that.
Is that
a Christmas tree?
Girl, he don't ever take it down, okay?
It looks too cool. Check this out.
The least you could do is decorate it for each season.
Did y'all see him zoom away?
It's fast as hell, huh?
No, why was he like tiptoeing?
That was a brown blur.
Oh, man. He got to keep it up. It adds to the aesthetic.
It does it, Pat.
He has to keep it. Keep that up, Pat. Yeah.
No, don't take everything that. More relationship for you. I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, see, you like, why would I want some of them? These kinds of things gonna come up. Why is this still up? Why haven't you taken this? No, because it's mine. Solitude. It's mine. Everything I love. No, I'm not doing what I want to do.
Everything the whole I love more than you. Nah.
I would like a Christmas tree.
Get one, Jordan.
No, I can't.
See? I can't. Ooh.
If you do pop on, babe, I'm playing.
If you pop on,
If you
it's
do pop
too
in on this, I'm like,
late.
girl, this is for content. This is for content. That's all it is.
Wait, does your answer change if you have children?
No, my kids love money.
I have kids and I switched.
I only have one kid for
Switched
the
with a kid. Na take the nap right back here.
You hit him with the "for the record" because you heard kids with a plural.
Yeah. Just the
Like,
one. She's also an
by the way.
athlete. There is someone out there looking for me. Varsity. I'm just, I breed athletes if anybody.
Wait, low key though, you can be popular
A
and be
breed
rich and still have a
athlete.
kid.
You can. Yeah.
You
I'm just saying, does
can.
it change it if, like, now you got to deal with a co-parent situation and they don't
My baby
love
daddy
you, so
is
which
lit
means
also. Anybody listening?
they really just about the money anyway. So,
Housekeepers.
and nannies.
My kid would know Spanish until the age of 10.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can't take care of them. That's not like I'm saying now, because now you have a co-parenting situation with somebody who don't love you.
My baby
You know, I'm
daddy
not
don't
gonna be
love
broke
me.
with a
It's
kid.
okay. My baby daddy
Yeah.
doesn't love me and I prefer it.
Yeah.
I
Just
swear, like
imagine
all of
having
these
kids.
scenarios are based off ideal, like our ideal
Bro.
situations. That no, I would not have no kid. No, no,
See,
nah.
I imagine Patrick having a kid and he's like, man, I can't wait till he go to school. I can finally talk to him. I don't know no Spanish.
Somebody
Papa,
gotta teach
you're
this
dead. Hey, go to hey,
baby. Papa, Papa
Papa.
Cloud.
What'd he say? Daddy working, daddy working. Yes, I go. Go. I'm like, what are you doing?
Is that me?
In my mind, because you don't know,
Why
it got worse. I was doing fine, and then I stepped on the gas a little bit too much.
All right, let's vote. Okay, are you going with popular but never find love versus ideal marriage but poor? Start with you, Callie.
Shit.
Ladies first. And then you,
I'm so
Pat,
in my
ladies
lover
next.
girl era right now. Ah, man, that's tough.
That's
I
tough.
like money though. It's money.
So you going popular but never find love?
Yeah, I could do other things besides love you.
Hey, but there be people in love that be or that ain't in love that do all the lovey-dovey stuff for Instagram, and then you find out like that there were it was horrendous behind the scenes, but they be doing the whole, it's all you could do that and it'd be fake.
New city, new boyfriend every week.
Run your
Right,
race.
Pat, what you going with?
Oh, she doesn't love me.
Basically,
Oh no.
your life right now. Okay, Jordan.
I'm gonna go ideal marriage popular. But
We
ideal
got you.
marriage.
We got you.
Cleo.
Yeah, me and Pat right on the same boat on this one, man. I'm
Y'all
good. I'm
not changing.
good.
Y'all basically live the same life. I'm gonna go with ideal marriage but poor. I'm okay with that.
Pat, you're gonna be a great sugar daddy. You seem very
I've never heard that before.
Damn.
kind. Like,
That's a hell
I don't
of
know.
a
What do you
label.
mean?
Your
I feel
homeboy.
like Pat would be like, she'd be like, I like steak and I like all this nice stuff. And he'd be like, oh, well, here goes this little like Pikachu purse that I got in a gift bag.
Pay for her PlayStation Premium as
You see what
well.
I'm saying?
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Bills
You know how some of
covered.
your homegirls date like a sugar daddy and you're like, ew, he's gross. But
That would
it's
be
like,
wild.
that
I
would be
want a steak. Have
nice.
you played Overcooked? Oh, girl.
That
Girl. You ain't
shit's
done
hard.
Mario Party games? Oh.
Woo!
Okay. We'll be right back after this.
Look, fellas, you already know what time it is, all right? It's time to level up, and Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship gold-plated energy, all right? I'm talking Blue Chew Gold. It's the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandfather's little blue pill either. This is the four-in-one beast that is setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping, mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and it works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation, baby. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Look, forget Netflix and chill. Let's think about Netflix and feel, all right? Full ignition in 15 minutes or less. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners, all right? Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with the code SQUAD, all right? That's promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Hey, man, I am super excited about seeing some of my favorite artists this fall. But getting tickets can be a hassle and just flat out annoying with all the forms you gotta fill out and screens you gotta click through. It's just too much. And then when you check out, the prices hike up even higher. I can't stand it. All you wanna do is just be at the concert, all right? Losing your voice in the crowd with other fans. That's why I love the Game Time app, because it gives the advantage back to the fans, all right? It's the hack for unlocking amazing tickets and experiences. In a few easy taps, it's incredibly easy to use, and the Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets on time and at the best price. Plus, the fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Look, this is how easy it is. I wanna go see Bruno Mars, all right? I clicked his name, found the date he's in my city, and they give you options like the cheapest seat deals and other deals. Now you know your boy had to take advantage of that cheapest ticket for $275, all right? Clicked on that, and like I said, the fees are already included. There were no surprises, all right? They also have exclusive discounts like the zone deals. Choose a section, Game Time selects a seat, you save, all right? Easy to find and buy concert tickets, and also tickets for every kind of event in your area. Views from all seats in the arena also. Lowest price guaranteed, event cancellation protection, job loss protection. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, for $20 off your first purchase, all right? Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, for $20 off. So download the Game Time app today.
All right, last topic of the day. Michael Jackson versus Prince.
The Street Fighter? What are we doing?
So now let's talk about it. So like,
who would win in a fight would be great.
No.
I got my MJ. He was a Crip.
I think everybody would say MJ. So we're just saying one of them has to go. That's everything. That's their contributions to society. Everything. Their music, their movies.
What's crazy is I thought about this the other day and I was like, damn, I wonder if I should ever say this on in public.
Well, now you have the chance. So say it, Pat.
Sure. Why not? Michael Jackson is eons ahead of Prince to me. It's always been like that. I guess I grew up in a MJ house. I watched the Purple Rain movie. I was so confused.
But you were probably little when that came out.
No, I watched it again. So I was
how?
Deeply, deeply bored. I'm not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. I do like some of his songs, but I just feel like MJ was the whole package. And I actually go back and listen to a lot of MJ. And Prince I'll listen to a Prince song and be like, oh yeah, this is nice. Toot, 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 toot. It makes me want to do this thing. I get it. It's like super 80s. But I just feel like the sound of MJ is so time. They're both timeless, but I don't know.
Does that include, by the way, MJ. Oh, just on Patrick's thing, does that include Batman with Jack Nicholson? That's gotta go. Because Prince did that album.
That's what I'm saying. So everything.
Michael Keaton, Batman.
All Prince. Of that. All of their contributions.
The Batman album isn't going to flip me.
Okay.
That's not getting many spins on my Spotify.
When he did the Two-Face makeup in the video. Yeah, I forgot about that. Jesus. Yeah, I got to go with Pat on this one, man. I got to ride with MJ. Prince is great. Prince has done has an incredible catalog as well. But Michael Jackson really was the full package. Like, that was a performer through and through. When you watch the documentaries, seeing how detailed he was as far as down to his wardrobe, to the choreography, to the music, to certain things. Prince was like that too, but MJ, I think, just presented it better. Callie mentioned, like, if they were in a Street Fighter match. Did y'all ever hear the story that Quincy Jones put out there that Michael Jackson almost ran over Prince with a car?
Yep.
Yeah. Whoa, so they really did have a beef. And that's crazy to think about. Like, who would actually win in a fist fight? Considering Mike was like 6'2", maybe Prince was what, 5'5"?
Mike is from Gary. And your options was, that nigga was fighting his father. That nigga was training like Goku every single day. This nigga was dancing and fighting all day. This nigga could beat Prince up. He almost fought Tupac, remember?
That's right. Yeah. Over the daughter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That nigga was with the shits.
Yeah, he was.
That would be. I wish you would.
I would just like to publicly say that Prince is a musical genius.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I would like to unpublicly say I'm not a fan. Michael Jackson.
Whoa.
Dang.
That was a left. Wow. And a right.
I actually agree with you, Callie. I mean, he was great. But not my, I never understood the sex appeal that all these women would, like, one of my homegirls loves Prince. When they opened up his little museum in Minneapolis, she was, like, one of the first people to go. She was like, oh my gosh, I have to go. Like, this is a lifelong dream. I'm like, ew.
Wow.
First of all, why? I just can't get past him and his butt cheeks out. Like, what was sexy about the dream? He's really small.
He really did that? This is just jumping in on the thing. I personally, mind you, I don't go back that far. I'm a 90s kid or whatever. But it's like, I feel like Prince is one of the first and only dudes I can think about in recent memory that's like a straight dude that had so much confidence about whatever he did that I think that, because my aunt is that Prince person. And when she talks about him, it's just like, it's just how he carried himself. And you're like, I mean, makes sense. You can have the butt cheeks out, but when your Prince is, hey, your butt cheeks out. I know.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's not sexy to me. That's what I'm saying. It's, yes, you have confidence to have your butt cheeks out. Good for you. But like, that wasn't a sexy look. I don't like men with their butt cheeks out. It's not sexy to me. So that's why I never understood. And my homegirls would be like, he's just so sexy. I'm like, where?
They're doing AI Michael Jackson as a YN and.
Hell yeah.
Wait. Dark skin Mike or light skin Mike? Why in?
It doesn't matter which one, by the way.
No, Jordan, it matters. It matters, Jordan. It matters, Jordan. It matters.
I was just trying to say, I'm not with either.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It doesn't matter if he's black or white.
Damn, so I wish I went last. I would have evened it out a little bit. This is, we gonna get cooked. This is like a Prince shit fest. I mean, like Callie said, I appreciate Prince, but what we're not about to do is get rid of human nature. There's no way on earth.
Which y'all's favorite Michael Jackson song?
Have y'all played the Wii? The Michael Jackson game?
Experience.
Yes.
Listen, Earth Song, I don't like it on record, but to dance to?
What do you mean the Wii?
The Michael Jackson Experience Wii game.
You mean the Wii? W-I-I.
What do you do?
Dance?
It's like Just Dance, but
I got a Wii right now.
You hold Michael the controller Jackson. And dance.
I got a Wii right now. Do you need that problem?
Like, I would like for you to stream it on my channel.
Like,
I would love.
I'll be over.
But
I didn't even know he had a dance game. That's lit.
Oh, yeah. That thing was huge.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say, big. Though, just going on the thing of both. So I actually, very Michael Jackson household, I actually didn't fully get into Prince until after he had passed. And I started listening to stuff. I was like, oh, shoot, this dude is incredible. But I will say, legitimately, if, let's say, next week they dropped a trailer for the Prince biopic, it will not half as blow up as the Michael Jackson trailer did. Like, people are showing up in troves to this Michael Jackson. And if Prince popped out, it'll be somebody going outside like, yes.
Did you see the trailer?
Okay.
That's come on, true. Man. Come
people,
on. That,
no, I'm hold saying up. It won't be at like literally.
No, it wouldn't. Went
everywhere. I don't think Prince's would go that hard. Mostly because I'm thinking about Purple Rain, and it's like,
well, he has way less impersonators too.
Oh,
like, I feel like the cultural spread of Michael Jackson is undeniable. The
yeah.
only thing you can, the only thing you can compare it to is like Elvis. Those are the only two people that I've had that I've consistently, even nowadays, see impersonators. And Michael Jackson is so famous. Some of the most of the impersonators can't even dance or sing.
Yeah,
the whole shtick is like, I kind of look like him and I'm dressed like him.
Yep. Yep.
Like the dance moves be iffy.
Yeah. Real stiff.
I wonder if they got meetups and you just walk through like a sea of MJs.
That'd I feel scary. Like they do.
That's a nightmare. That is a nightmare to think about. No, thank you. I would not go to that.
The Michael Jackson like horror little emulator game or whatever they made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, he just popped.
That's part of the brand. The nigga is a little scary. Nigga is a little scary.
Little.
Okay, well, wait, hold on. This is a real question. The scandal attached to Michael, you're still picking him?
Oof. I thought we were talking about keeping his music.
No, this is everything attached to that person.
Okay.
Everything.
The nigga's dead. Like, what?
Both are technically dead, but.
I'm saying, like, that died too. The question was, whose music would you rather keep? they're both
everything.
Dead.
No, I said everything, even in like movies and stuff.
Listen, we also got Chris Brown from Michael Jackson, and I'm not losing Chris Brown.
It's not even just Chris Brown. There's a lot of people. It was just Chris Brown is the
right.
biggest.
They got Usher.
He's definitely yeah. the closest.
Chris Brown is definitely the closest. Yeah.
Definitely.
Did y'all see the video that he was like supposed to do for the tribute for Michael Jackson? That like they pulled him. It was so good. I still want to.
But also, if you throw the scandal thing with everything with Michael Jackson, I think Michael might be the only person, I could be wrong, in history that had the scandal. And legitimately, you can go to a theme park and they will bump Michael Jackson.
Like, he was never found guilty.
No one
right?
really stopped playing Michael.
He's never found guilty.
No, I mean, yes, but it's like, there wasn't even a question.
Well, if he was found guilty, you probably wouldn't hear it in a theme park. That's kind
of. Well, okay. But no, you see how you just said theme
people,
park?
You don't, like, yeah, just they'll. You get X'd out. Well, I mean, I think this day and age, I think it was the era that all this happened. I think if Michael was alive now and this stuff would come out now, I think it would be a different story because just we're in the like the post Me Too movement. So I think everything's a little different now. But like back then, they were like, well, hey, you ain't guilty. Turn that mic back on.
Turn that mic back on.
Which mic?
Yeah. You asked Meg asked, you know, what is our favorite Michael Jackson songs or Prince records. I gotta go. I love the Smooth Criminal video. I love that video. I thought it was the sickest representation of storytelling and like Mike taking on like a movie-esque thing for him. All of his things were big production. All of them were. And for Smooth Criminal, though, bro, I've watched some of the behind-the-scenes videos, and he was dead serious about making that thing as great as it could be, and he did, in my opinion. And then years later, we had Ghost. You guys remember he dropped a record called Ghost?
That's my favorite music video, actually.
Bro, and he had all the little same kind of things that made him great then, but for so it just didn't work as well as, like, that era. I don't know, and that let me know, like, oh, shit, like, in our entertainment industry, it's either here or here, and that's it. You know, that was my view of that.
Favorite music video, favorite actual song though, and there's biases to it because of Disneyland, but it's Another Part of Me because Captain EO. They don't play Another Part of Me, but
I forgot about that.
The score of what they're playing with that is the beat, and I found that song immediately.
It's so good. Wait, you're from California?
Mm-hmm.
I asked somebody about Captain EO, and everybody was like, "What are you talking about? Like, how'd y'all miss that? That sucks for your childhood."
I think you were asking kids. Because that was
said
right.
You were a child in the 90s.
You had to walk through
I wanted
it
to clarify
to get to Space Mountain.
Yes, you do. It's on the right side if you're going to Space Mountain. Yep.
I don't know. I like, I need to love it. P-Y-T, pretty young thing. That's my jam.
What about the music video for Speed Demon? With the rabbit and nobody?
Pull up a boy and get your ticket, right? Yeah, with the claymation. Oh, it was so. And he did the dance battle against him. That was hard.
There's a lot of good MJ songs. I remember
the video
songs.
More than the song.
For sure. The video sold it.
What was Prince's most famous music video? Purple? No, When Doves Cry?
Doves Cry has to be. It has to be.
Yeah, probably.
Makes sense.
When Doves Cry. Doo.
Love that record.
I feel like all Prince music videos in my mind look the same.
A little. I feel like he did all his stuff in the same era. I feel like Michael Jackson spanned multiple decades, but Prince kind of just came out with his music and then it just was popular. He never really came out with new stuff. I feel like with the 80s.
A nigga stayed in a dark alley with a
79. I Want to Be Your Lover came out in 79.
But like on the musical side of things, if you look up, because like literally I have a favorites playlist on YouTube. Watching Prince's performances live, like just from watching him, he's such a musical genius. He's not just gonna go in with what the track is. Yeah. He's gonna mess around and play around with it. Like my favorite video I have is he did is 1999. He performed Kiss live at Paisley Park. He literally has like a whole guitar intro just grooving, and I'm just like, oh yeah, you don't get that. In the record, when you see him live, it's like, yo,
he was great at the guitar, man. He's very talented.
He's considered an all-time guitarist, which is crazy considering his music is up there too.
But the thing on the more musical thing, I don't remember if it was Sheila E. or just another drummer, but they talked about like Prince would tell you like, hey, don't hit the snare here. To get the funk that I need. I need you to hit it here. It's going to give it this sound. So, like, he's, like, touching. Mind you, he's playing the guitar. But, like, he's sound-wise.
He plays drums.
He played everything. Shit. Yeah, he was an overall musician. Yeah. Does anyone remember his Black Sweat song? He came out, like, in the 2000s with a new record called Black Sweat. No one remembers this?
Was Colors his thing? It seemed like all his big hits had a color attached.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Whoa. Very interesting record. Go look up Black Sweat, which dropped in 2018. This says upload 2018, so it can't be that time. But yeah,
What was good about it?
I didn't say it was good. It was just different. So you talked about him becoming like eras. Like he had that run in that time. So for years later, for Prince to pop back out with some new shit, and it was Black Sweat. I was like, this is not at all what's happening in music right now. Not even close.
But that's what I'm saying. It was just like, yeah, he had other music, but it just wasn't his
it wasn't
era.
It
was the 80s.
It came out.
Early 90s.
06, yep.
Was it like a fold-out album? Like, did it have multiple discs? I feel like I did. I bought a recent Prince album when he died. And it was like, it was cool. I remember bumping it, but which one was that?
Someone's going to know. Watch. Someone in the comments is going to be like, I got that album right here.
Oh, them niggas clicked off a long time ago. Them niggas is pissed off.
Oh, he did have Musicology in 2004. I forgot that. Musicology. Okay. I forgot about that one. But yeah, it still wasn't the same. It wasn't the same as his. It wasn't that popular. I'll say that. Even Michael Jackson's newer stuff still was very popular.
The thing I'm talking about is from 09, Lotus Flower. 09 Prince is crazy.
apparently, his album, by the way, if I'm reading this right, was called 3121.
Yep.
That the Black Sweat was on. So
yeah, that's what I recall. I remember seeing that music video come across 106 in Park, and I was like, huh?
You don't remember what was in the music video?
I just remember like the beat being very simple, him doing these very like, he's always been a very expressive guy. So like a lot of close up shots, and it was like working up a black sweat. It sounded like when Eddie Murphy was trying to do records. You remember that time?
Yep.
And it was like this just different. So you can go look it up and you'll see it.
Working up a black sweat.
Working up a black sweat.
Cleo, I never was thought that going against your music at the time? Were you both on 106 in Park?
No, I came about 3 years after that. So yeah, no. And even still, not even close. I would not try to go up against that monster that is Prince. Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay, well, let's vote then. Do we even need to vote? I feel like everybody's just going to say MJ.
Working on a black sweat.
Working up a black sweat.
Black sweat make me switch. I'm working up a black sweat.
All right. Everybody voting to keep MJ, right? We ain't even got to vote.
The icon, MJ.
I mean, unless you want to do something different, Jordan, you was going to switch and say Prince.
You know what? Yeah, I chose popular. We're going to go Prince.
Did Prince have a video game? No. Michael Jackson did. Did Prince go to Sega and help create some of the musical soundtracks for Sonic the Hedgehog? No, but Michael Jackson did. So it's Michael Jackson.
You said it as if majority didn't already.
I'm just trying to be the guy. All right, guys, let me go to your side.
No, that's
okay,
that's
it doesn't matter because it looks like we're keeping MJ wins. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Squadcast. Thank you to our guests, Cleo Thomas, Jordan Conley, Callie Scott, and the OGs, Patrick Clout, and myself, Meg Scoop. We'll see you next time.
I'm nominated for an NAACP Image Award.
Let's go.
Meg, I'm nominated.
Well, you better work up a black sweat, Cleo.
Listen, man.
At the Image Award. Work up a black sweat.
Make sure you guys go and vote.
Cleo? Is this your first one?
This is the first time I've ever been nominated for anything in period ever.
Wait, what is it for again?
For Outstanding Digital Content Creator in the Gaming and Tech category.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, you got that.
Make sure you guys vote. You guys can tag at NAACP Image Awards, hashtag Cleo Thomas across all socials to cast your vote. You can also vote on their official website. The instructions are a little tricky, but I have it all on my socials. So please make sure you guys go vote. I really do appreciate
it. I'm going to go vote
for you. Put it in the comment section. Cleo has agreed if we all comment Black Sweat in his acceptance speech, he will find a way to quote it.
Prestigious Black Sweat.
Prestigious.
Negro sweat.
Negro precipitation. Is it
African American sweat? Let's
go vote for Cleo. And if you have any comments or topics that you'd like us to cover in Squadcast, please put them in the comments below. Thank y'all. Peace.
Thanks, guys.
Later, y'all.